Hello, everybody, and welcome. My name is Andy Trinan. I am the Director of Marketing here at the Fraser History Museum. On behalf of our president, Penny Peebler, and our entire board, I want to welcome you all for today's news conference, for the signing, which for cameras, for your purposes, will take place at this table over here after the news conference. And then for the tree planting, which will be outside. I promise you we'll give you plenty of time to get outside and get in place for a good angle for that. Here at the Fraser, we are where the world meets Kentucky. Today, we are where the world of whiskey meets Kentucky. So we are honored to have you all here and pleased that we could host today's event. As many of you know, we are opening the Kentucky Bourbon Trail Welcome Center and the Spirit of Kentucky Bourbon Exhibition here at the Fraser. In fact, we're opening those things 5 weeks from today. So you probably noticed some construction on your way in. The entire third floor is under construction. We are very excited to be taking on that project with our partners, the Kentucky Distillers Association. That project will drive tourism through the Kentucky Bourbon Trail and also promote our distillery partners in their effort to increase their brand awareness in the state, in the country, and around the world, and in their ultimate effort to sell whiskey around the world. So we are very pleased to be partnering with the KDA in that, and the KDA obviously is one of the organizations being represented right here. And with that, I would like to introduce our first speaker. Eric Gregory is the president of the Kentucky Distillers Association. He is also a good friend of the Fraser. Eric?
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate it. Thank you, Andy. And we're so proud of the work y'all are doing here at the Fraser. And this will be the official starting point of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail when it opens next month. So we look forward to bringing a lot of visitors, over a million visitors last year, to our Kentucky Bourbon Trail tour. So thank you. Before I start today, let me also recognize our member distilleries here. So if you're from a Kentucky member distillery, please stand so we can thank you for all your hard work and commitment to our Commonwealth. We really appreciate your support. On behalf of the KDA and our 39 member companies, it's an honor and a privilege today to welcome our global whiskey family to Kentucky as part of the first ever Spirit of Collaboration Summit. Beside me, you see leaders from the American Craft Spirits Association, the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States, the Irish Whiskey and Spirits Associations, the Japan Spirits and Liqueurs Makers Association, the Scotch Whiskey Association, Spirits Canada, the President's Forum, and Spirits Europe. Together, we form the W9, or the Whiskey Nine, to serve as an open exchange of ideas, strategy, and a shared commitment to preserving free and fair trade. As we all know, the global whiskey industry has been enjoying an unprecedented level of success to the benefit of our legendary producers, consumers, countries, and local communities. When we met this morning, there was a lot of talk about the golden age of whiskey, which we know all too well in Kentucky, where bourbon has become one of the Commonwealth's biggest economic and tourism drivers, a booming $8.5 billion industry that employs 17,500 Kentuckians with the second highest spinoff factor just behind our friends in the automobile industry. We're also in the middle of a $1.2 billion building boom with everything from new distilleries and increased production to state-of-the-art bottling lines and innovative tourism attractions. Much of that growth is due to the growing global thirst for Kentucky bourbon and the whiskey category overall. And our global success is a prime example of the longstanding benefits of open and fair trade. In fact, I can't think of a better example than our zero-to-zero tariff access with our EU partners. According to our friends at the Distilled Spirits Council, since the U.S. and the EU eliminated tariffs on most spirits from other WTO members in 1997, American whiskey exports to the EU increased more than fourfold to $667 million, and America's whiskey imports from the EU increased nearly fourfold to $1.7 billion as well. Similarly, after NAFTA came into place in 1995, U.S. whiskey exports to Canada grew 12 times from $4 million to $49 million, and Canada's whiskey exports to the U.S. now stand around $275 million. The bottom line, the world whiskey market is large, and it's growing, and we all drink one another's whiskey. Trade agreements have been enormously important to the development of this large and diverse market that consumers have chosen to create. And that's why we started expressing concern when our industry was caught in the middle of this dispute, threatening the historic growth and harming long-standing partnerships, consumers, distillery workers, and industry partners, including our hardworking farm families and agriculture providers. And that's why we ask our global whiskey family to get together and meet. In Kentucky, we like to say that bourbon brings people together. It's actually a lesson that our legendary industry learned long ago, that we can accomplish more by working together than standing apart. The global whiskey industry has been built on centuries of friendship, partnership, and kinship. Now, when we were talking this morning, we couldn't agree on who produces the best whiskey. We couldn't agree on whether it's spelled W-H-I-S-K-E-Y or W-H-I-S-K-Y. But we did agree unanimously and soon in writing that open and fair trade is essential for the future of our global industry. And today, we are calling on world leaders to engage in timely dialogue that results in the prompt removal of recent tariffs between longtime allies and friends, particularly those imposed on spirits exports. Now, our resolution also welcomes the commitment that was announced yesterday by the U.S. and the EU to de-escalate the current trade dispute and address tariff issues, and we're here today to declare that we're ready to assist in any way to help them reach a solution. Besides this, you'll see the resolution, which I will quickly read. Let me get it. I'm sorry, my eyes aren't as young as they used to be. I need a bigger version. Whereas, in the spirit of camaraderie and collaboration, leaders of the world's whiskey associations met today in Kentucky, the birthplace of bourbon, to discuss trade issues that threaten the growth of this iconic international industry. And whereas, members at this historic gathering agreed that the increasing success of global whiskey exports is a prime example of the longstanding benefits of open and fair trade. And whereas our spirits exporters have benefited from zero-to-zero tariff access to each other's markets for more than two decades, which has greatly benefited both distillers and consumers, resulting in increased jobs, community investment, and consumer choice. And whereas we have a longstanding record of working together with our respective governments to tackle trade barriers, improve market access, and uphold the principles of the rules-based international trading system. And whereas recently imposed tariffs, including those on U.S. whiskeys, could greatly harm longstanding partnerships, consumers, distillery workers, and industry partners, especially in agriculture, as there are no winners in a global trade war. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the leaders of the world's whiskey associations welcome the commitment announced by the U.S. and the EU to de-escalate this trade dispute and address tariff issues, and resolve further that world leaders build on this spirit of collaboration through timely dialogue that results in the prompt removal of recent tariffs between longtime friends and allies, particularly those on spirits exports. Now, before I turn this over to our colleagues from around the world, let me thank them for their leadership, their support, and most of all, their friendship. We are honored that you accepted the invitation to come to our home, where our state still bears the important reminder that united we stand, united we stand, divided we fall. Just as we applaud the talks and continued dialogue announced yesterday, we are proud to say that this group agreed to keep talking and working together on common interests and shared opportunities. We are all one big whiskey family. We share the same amber DNA of water, grains, and oak. And whether it's in Kentucky or another one of our legendary whiskey-producing communities and countries, we look forward to our next family reunion. With that, I'd love to now invite some of our colleagues from around the world. And starting off, we have Margie Lehrman with the American Craft Spirits Association to make some remarks.
Good afternoon, everyone. I first want to thank Eric and KDA for inviting us and bringing us all together to collaborate and discuss. We may be competitive on the shelves, but we are not competitive as a group because we believe in our industry, we believe in our products, and we know there is such a thing as healthy competition. However, tariffs, trade wars, don't really benefit anyone. We look forward, but we can't look forward without looking what's happened in the past. We know that whiskey sales production has been on the rise. The American Craft Spirits Association was founded just 5 years ago, recognizing we needed a voice around the country from those craft spirits producers to allow a level playing field. If you remember anything I say today, I'd like you to remember ripple. What does that mean? The ripple effect. Our industry impacts so much more than just the distillery and the employees at that particular distillery. Our industry goes to where we kind of all began with George Washington and his distillery, which is in the agricultural community. So if we start with agriculture and that little grain of seed and go on from there and the bottlers and transportation and manufacturing and the graphic artists, it touches so many different levels of what we're doing. We so welcome this conversation today so that when I get a call from an Iowa distiller who says to me, Margie, my product's on a container ship. The importer just told me that I've got to reduce my prices by at least 15% before they offload it. That has a substantial impact on what that business plan might look like for that next year. When I hear from someone else saying, I just bought an entire room of bottles of 700, I now have nothing to do with them. When I hear from someone in Washington State that says, I have three contracts on my desk right now that were supposed to be going to China, they don't want to talk to me anymore. That's why this meeting today is so very important for all of us. We so look forward to what we can do as a united front and making a difference for all spirits throughout the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Margie. Our craft spirits all over the globe are such an important part of our industry. You really are the next generation, so thank you and thank them for all you do. Now I'd like to welcome Clarkson Hine, who's the interim president of the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States.
Thank you, Eric. Let me join Margie in thanking you and the KDA team for your instrumental role in bringing the W9 together here in Louisville last night and today. I just want to underscore that what we saw yesterday, the announcement from the White House and the EU, is a very positive step. It's precisely the course of action that we've been seeking through our advocacy efforts. Dialogue and de-escalation are the keys to working out of the current situation. Every meeting we have with the administration, when we ask what is the swiftest and surest solution to the current situation, the answer is always dialogue and negotiation. So now the important thing is to build on this progress and complete the job of removing the tariffs and returning to tariff-free market access, which has benefited our industry, our trading partners, our suppliers, our distillery workers, and our consumers around the world for more than 20 years. Thank you.
Double checking. Thank you, Clarkson. Would now like to welcome Aoife Clark with the Irish Whiskey and Spirits Association.
Good morning or good afternoon, everybody. Once again, and everybody's going to say it, I mean, Kentucky Distillers Association, your vision and your insight to bring everybody here for this unique event is absolutely wonderful, and it is very much appreciated. Whiskey brands, as we all know and as we heard this morning, are increasingly popular with consumers all around the world, and in particular Irish whiskey. And we're a great example of a global industry that has really benefited from free and fair trade. And that's essentially what we're here to talk about today. I mean, you know, there's such a close relationship between EU countries and the US in particular, and that's a relationship that's been built up over the years. And for myself in the Irish whiskey industry, we ship 9 million cases of Irish whiskey around the world, and 4 million of those come to the US. That partnership is really, really important. So our call here today, echoing what everybody else is saying, nobody wins in a trade war. Not the consumers, not the retailers, not ourselves, and not our distillery workers. So we ask our leaders to encourage dialogue and keep going until we resolve this issue. Thank you.
Great job. Thank you. And now I'd like to welcome Jun Tanaka of the Japan Spirits and Liqueurs Makers Association.
Thank you, Eric, and your team for inviting us. I'm from Tokyo. As you know, Japan is the great supporter of free trade and fair trade, not only the government, but the industry itself. And so far, we are not in the battlefield of this trade war, but we are closely watching this. And this is my personal note through this morning meeting. I really realized again that the free trade and fair trade is a really basic foundation for the industry's growth in the last 20 years. So this condition makes us much more investment in the quality making. And also we can promote the point of sales, point of service, promotion, those things. And that is a really healthy competition for our industry. So I hope this will continue for our industry for coming years. Thank you.
Thank you, June. Now I'd like to welcome Karen Betts with the Scotch Whiskey Association.
Thank you, Eric. And many thanks to your team and for everybody else, to everyone else who made today happen. It's great for Scotch whiskey to be here in Louisville, Kentucky, the home of American and bourbon whiskey, among whiskey family and friends. We too were very encouraged by yesterday's meeting between the President of the United States and the President of the European Commission. I'm very encouraged by what they said about strengthening the trade relationship between the United States and Europe, and about working together towards zero tariffs and zero non-tariff barriers. For all the reasons you've just heard, that has the absolute full support of the whiskey category. The whiskey industry in Europe, in the United States, Canada and Japan has all benefited from more than 20 years of tariff-free trade. And that tariff-free trade has supported the livelihoods of ordinary people who have made a global success of exporting their local whiskies. Ours is a hugely integrated industry across the Atlantic, around the world. There are lots of dependencies between all our different categories of whiskey, and there's a lot of collaboration to celebrate. So, for example, a majority of Scotch whiskey is matured in old bourbon oak barrels. And those jobs on either side of the Atlantic, all over the world, support, as I say, millions of livelihoods and millions of dollars worth of investment. So long may that continue. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. And I got a kick yesterday because Karen and Sarah were out at Jim Beam bunging some barrels, and she commented, "Wow, those barrels look new." Because by the time that they get over there, they've been through a lot so far. So thank you. Now, happy to welcome Jan Westcott with Spirits Canada.
Thank you, Eric. I'm just about to celebrate my 20th anniversary in the spirits business, and I want to pay particularly thanks to KDA and Eric for bringing us together, because this is the very first time I can recall that the spirits industry from literally around the world has gotten together. I wish the circumstances were a little bit better, but we're looking up. Canada and the United States have a historic and mutually beneficial relationship. We're friends, we're partners. In many cases, we have relatives on both sides of the border. And we've been that for a very, very long time. Trade over the last 20 years has benefited both countries. In fact, the reciprocal benefits are balanced between our two countries. We sell about as much Canadian whiskey in the United States as the United States sells American whiskey in Canada. So we're pretty evenly balanced. What that says to me is that Canadians and Americans who drink whiskey really enjoy each other's distinct and unique products. And consumers in both countries especially appreciate and enjoy the tremendous choice that open trade affords them. People have talked about the agricultural industry. In Canada, we talk about being attached at the hip to the farm community. We buy grain. Good whiskey is dependent on well-grown, high-quality grain. We can't do it without them. And so if there are bumps in the road in our businesses, it impacts the agriculture community very directly. So we're very optimistic. We are thrilled by yesterday's developments. We participate in encouraging governments to have more dialogue and to collaborate and get back to an environment where we can all be enjoying each other's market access and selling our products all over the world. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jan. And now let's welcome Matt DeGale from the President's Forum.
Thanks, Eric. I actually didn't plan on making a comment, but I figure in the spirit of everyone mentioning how important the symbiotic relationship of global whiskey is, I think representing companies that obviously make many variety of spirits, for bourbon in particular, there's such a unique Americanness to it. So when the Scotch Whiskey Association is talking about using bourbon barrels, to me, that exemplifies free trade. And so to me, when I represent these members that are producing bourbon, and then I hear about a spirit from across the ocean that uses what we first had as a barrel, to me, it just seems that free trade is the best course of action. And I really appreciate working with everybody and coming here today.
Thank you. And finally, I have Sarah Dickerson, representing Spiritura. Thank you.
So what an incredibly joyful thing to do, to come to Kentucky with the world's whiskey producers and join together and talk in this way about how we work. Spirits Europe represents the European spirits producers, not only whiskey, but other spirit drinks. And really, we are the classic free traders because we export so much of what's made. And to come here and talk about how spirits producers around the world export their products is an incredibly optimistic thing for us to be able to do, particularly because our industries are bigger than you might think. It's not just the people that make the whiskey with love and attention, but also the people who distribute the whiskey, who sell it in bars, who run liquor stores, and of course, most importantly, the customers that enjoy it, because genuinely, it's a fabulous product, and we're really pleased to be here to share our thoughts on how we can remove all the barriers to trade around the world and make sure that the customers can get the drink that they love to drink. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sarah. And now we'll move over to the table and make this official.